time for a Go Cleanse health conversation where we get the guys behind Go Cleanse, Scott, Peter, and they're just always on it. I'm telling you right now, Peter's attacking people on TikTok, throwing out some great information. It's fantastic. And my favorite thing, by the way, and Scott, I know Scott agrees too, favorite thing, Peter, about your TikTok is still your TikTok user handle.
Yeah, I know.
So let's let everybody know how they can find you on TikTok now, Peter. Once again, please.
It's the new health conversation.
Conversation. The conversation.
I spelled it wrong.
He spelled it wrong and couldn't go back in and change it. It's the new health conversation.
That's what smart guys do. Brilliant people do shit like that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's perfect.
No, it's fantastic. Well, well, you're on there giving out some good information, and I'm sure having some really good discussions, as we have here. Here we are getting a lot of questions about the product, a lot about life, it's weird. We went from like the first parts when we started doing these shows was, am I going to poop myself to death? Now it's, you know, people that of all different ages and all different issues with their weight or health, or even just to try to keep their job, like, you know, military guys and stuff. We've just covered the gamut of people, and they have all different types of questions, which I'm really enjoying. So keep those questions coming, and above all, keep those success stories coming. And I would like to start off with one of them. It says, I am a pessimist by nature, and I have to say most of the time it serves me well. My wife had been struggling with her weight for the past few years and has tried a lot of different techniques. None of them worked. She even went to her general practitioner. That's GP, right? That's what that means?
Mm-hmm.
All right. She even went to her GP to see if there was something wrong with her. She said that she was good to go and offered up the eat better and get more exercise approach. So when she said she wanted to try Go Cleanse, I told her that she was wasting her money and her time. I managed to get her to put it off for about a year. Big mistake on my part. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. She came back to life in about a week and is now in the best shape of her life. She lost 44 pounds and has kept it off since she went on the maintenance phase in November. You've made one of the biggest naysayers a believer. I was a bad husband. Paul,
we're all kind of bad. Yeah,
Paul in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So there you go.
Wow.
Well, Peter, you'll back me up on this. Is that not the perfect cleanser? The most skeptical and has tried everything. If you give us those two things right there, it's our dream. How's that?
Yeah, it's weird because he wasn't. He's skeptical, but she was the one that wanted to do it. He was just putting her to the side. No, honey, you're wasting your money. And boom, she's kept her weight off since November using the maintenance phase. How cool is that?
She always will.
Yeah,
she always will. You know this. We've kept our weight where we're at for what, 17 years, 19 years. Right. I don't even know how long it is. It's forever. Right. Terry, you've experienced it.
Absolutely. Loving it.
Gentlemen, I can't hold my gunpowder here. I have to tell you this. Okay, so the New England Journal of Medicine, just to put perspective with this lady, right? This is a 68-week study. You with me, Terry? 68 weeks on the shot, the semaglutide. Let me be clear. I'm not against the shots, and I'm just a scientist. Here's the evidence, okay? 68 weeks, the weight loss was 34 pounds in 68 weeks, and right in the study it says 40% of the loss was lean muscle mass. So let me tell you new information I just found out. If you lose 1 pound of lean muscle and you do everything right and you go to the gym and you eat correctly, it takes you 1 year to gain back 1 pound of lean muscle. For these people on the shots, it's going to take them 14 years to regain their lean muscle. What do you think about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, there's a question here that I'm going to lead into that about lean muscle. But first,
isn't that amazing, Scott?
Yes, no, it is. And we have to go back to that success story. First of all, thank you for that. That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
That is incredible and good for her. And she will always keep that weight off. That is awesome. And the other part of it is, What is the number, Peter? I believe it's 95% of diets fail in the long term. Am I correct?
Yes, regular diets fail in the long term. So you know me, I'm always Johnny on the spot. Okay, got new little let me read for you guys. This article was titled, "Don't Bother Counting Calories, It's Complete Nonsense." To back up what you're saying, Scott, inevitably more than 95% of people will go back to their baseline weight and many will go above it. They rebound back to doing any form of calorie restricted diet, which is the mainstay of everything out there except for GoFunds.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing, Scott? That backs up what you're saying. Yep. 95% gain back.
Gain back and more. Time and time again, that I'm going to try something else. You know, we'll have a clumsy to say, back with us in a flash, because there it is. If you eat a damn cucumber on the regular diet, you're putting on pounds. That's ridiculous.
Right.
Hey, can you describe what the maintenance phase actually is? I know for those of you that don't know what's going on, the theory, at least what I've picked up and what I've learned about Go Cleanse, is you get your target weight. Everybody has their target weight. Everybody has that goal they want to hit, and you'll get there. You will get there. So once you get there and you feel like you're at that weight that you were in playing high school basketball or something like that, and you want to keep it there, then you go into what's called the maintenance phase. So what is all is involved in the maintenance phase?
Maintenance phase, very, very simple. One, better, two shakes a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. And again, we always want to stress, this is no deprivation program. We want you to go out and have fun. We want you to go out and enjoy. So go to dinner and don't look at the menu and sit there and go, oh, can't have that. Have whatever the hell you want. Because now that your body, your metabolism is ramped up a little bit, your body's operating very, very efficiently with all this dense nutrition in it from the shakes, it will not affect you. Terry, you've said it before many times. You go on vacation for 3 days, 4 days a week. It just doesn't affect you as much, and that is the reason. But you still take those shakes. You have those two shakes a day is basically the maintenance program. You start feeling a little, lumpy, slumpy, slow, whatever you want to call it. Do a two-day cleanse, just a quick two-day cleanse, and you're right back on track, because your body will continue to operate efficiently when you're getting the proper nutrition in it, and those shakes are 100% everything you need for nutrition.
Now, my wife and I, Sherry, have this goal of doing a two-day cleanse every single week. At that point, we just kind of do what we want to do. We go out, we eat better. I mean, obviously, we've learned to eat better over the process. She does a lot better at the cleansing for 2 days in a row than me. I do well at about 3 in the afternoon. I go, that looks pretty good in there, but
and it doesn't have to be every week, but you're right. If you have that goal to it, and there's times where I've started cleanse and then later on day two, it's like someone wants to go out and it's like, okay, I can break it a little early, but again, it won't affect you that much. So those two shakes a day are the key right there. About $10 a day. There you go. You have two meals taken care of.
And, the thing is, for both of you, the thing that's so I'm going to ask both of you a question. This is pretty simple. Can you name a diet that you're aware of, that you've ever heard of, that at the end of the day, the code word is lowering calories? Can either one of you come up one that's not based on lowering calories? We're not talking about Go Cleanse because it's not a diet.
Yeah.
But anything but Go Cleanse. Can you name one, Terry, diet that's not based on lowering calories?
No,
Scott?
I can't. No, not me. Nope.
Okay, so let's go to Harvard Medical School with me. Let's take a little cruise. The title of this Harvard Medical School audio is Stop Counting Calories. Listen to what they say. The idea of a calorie in and a calorie out when it comes to weight loss is not only antiquated, it's just wrong, says Fatima Cody Stanford, an obesity specialist at Harvard Medical School. She says, drop the calories notion. It's time to take a different approach, he says, putting the emphasis on improving the quality of the calorie. That is the Go Cleanse system, in essence, just like you guys just talked about on the shakes. Perfect segue. Isn't that amazing? Is that, Terry, what do you say about that?
Yeah, but Peter, that's Harvard. What do they know?
Nothing.
No, I love it. That's fantastic. I have the same question kind of the same question of this next person. You were talking about lean muscle mass. Mm-hmm. And it says, I'm a 55-year-old guy who's recently stepped up my workouts. I have heard and read that lean muscle mass is very important for people as they age. I'm thinking about adding creatine into my mix. Now, I've bought some creatine that has been sitting on my shelf, and I haven't even had it at all. It says, is that a good for a guy my age? That's from Abe in Mobile, Alabama.
Horrible, terrible, horrible, terrible. Is that enough?
Why is that?
Creatine. Because, first of all, the way that the body makes muscle, there are 20 amino acids, what are called 9 are essential. You have to get them through diet, 11 are non-essential, okay? So in the shakes and any protein, it contains, it's only one of the 20 amino acids. It's actually called leucine. Leucine is what makes muscle, not creatine. Let's start with that, okay?
Okay.
And the thing is, in the medical studies that have, I mean, the analysis of the shakes that we use, to give you an idea, Terry, a typical shake that you would buy, we'll mention the brands, the absorption of the 20 amino acids, including leucine, is between 5 and 8% out of 100. So these bodybuilders, you'll see them, they'll ingest like 2 grams of protein for every pound they weigh. They're basically destroying their kidneys. If you thought of a protein like a walnut shell, Terry, this is a good way to think about it. The shell is not what you want to eat. You want the walnut inside. So when we ingest the protein from a plant, from a shake, or from an animal, the body breaks up the protein, extracts the 20 amino acids, including leucine, and you think, well, that sounds really good. Well, actually, 8 years ago in Europe, they developed a measurement where when you ingest protein, they can measure 0 to 100 the absorption of the 20 amino acids, because that's the thing you'd want to have happen, right? Well, as it turns out, the typical shake, like I said, is between 5 and 8%, meets 30%, okay? One of our shakes, 90% absorption. And in the medical trials where no one was allowed to exercise, Terry, they lost weight 12 times faster than anybody's ever lost any weight on a diet. Instead of losing lean muscle mass, which I just read you about the shots, 40% lean, they gained 6 to 9% lean muscle mass because they were getting 90% of leucine with no exercise whatsoever. Zero exercise. They had to wear Fitbits, Terry, to prove they weren't exercising.
So where do you get leucine then?
It's in any protein. It's one of the 20 amino acids.
All right.
Yeah. But the key is not that you're getting it.
Right.
It's what percentage, 0 to 100, are you using? So, Terry, let me ask you a question. Maybe I asked this before. We have 22,000 genes in our body. Take a guess how many human proteins we make. Notice I didn't use the word take. Make. God. How many do you think we make, Terry?
I couldn't even guess. I have no clue.
22,000.
I was going to say 7.
Yeah. Oh, you were off by a little bit.
That's true. Hey, and something that I talk about the lean muscle mass. I know he said he's 55 years old,
yeah.
Right? So So here's what he suffers from. It's called sarcopenia. He's actually losing lean muscle mass starting at about 25 years old, all the way through old age. You lose a little bit of that lean muscle mass every year. So he could be down 30 to 50% of his lean muscle mass that he had when he was younger. And guess what? Not only him, everybody. It happens to everybody out there. So he's talking about building lean muscle mass. Fantastic. And exercise, actually, that was the big one, to bulk back up, I'm guessing, build his lean muscle mass. Well, if you don't get the proper source of protein before or even after the exercise, you've completely defeated the purpose of the exercise.
Correct.
That's all there is. It's simple as that. So now, yeah, you could eat a chicken breast before, and maybe it starts out with 30 grams of protein in it. By the time you cook it down, it's 15. By the time the body absorbs it, you know, you're down to 12 grams of protein. That's where Peter's getting at, that efficient, the way the body's absorbing it, where you take one of our shakes with 36 grams of protein. After you're done exercising, you will get about 33 grams of protein, 90% of it. So it's as simple as that. You're going to defeat the purpose of the exercise if you don't get the proper nutrition.
Got it.
Right. And Terry, one of the top trainers in the world told me, he said, what people don't understand about working out, about 10% of the benefit is the workout and 90% is nutrition. And the key to working out is not the workout, it's your recovery. Because the body is rebuilding your muscles. How does it rebuild your muscles? With leucine. Do you understand now why the 90% absorption is so important here?
Yeah. Can you just, is there a leucine you can take, or is it just available in protein?
Okay. Now, there's something, there's several products that are basically pure liquid amino acids. Okay. That's would sound good, except you have no other nutrition. In the shakes, we got 70 minerals, we got botanicals, we got about 300 different ingredients. So it's not just that you're getting the amino acids, it's the other elements that are available. Does that make that
makes
big,
a lot of sense?
Huge difference.
Makes
huge
a lot difference. Of sense. Okay, because of you guys, you know, how the algorithms work, and because, you know, now that Peter's this big TikTok star, I start getting fed a bunch of things, you know? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. lately, and I'm blaming you specifically for this.
Of course.
What do you, you know, I have a question. I wrote this down because I don't know anything about it, and I'm getting served all this crap. And I went, well, I know who to ask about this. I'll ask Scott and Peter. There's all these videos I'm seeing right now about, what's it called? Ursolic acid?
Or an
HMB? HMB? I just wrote these down. I don't know what any of those are. Are these anything that I should be concerned about?
What are they telling you? That it's good for you?
Yeah, they're saying it's good for you. It's
okay,
yeah.
Let's stop the presses immediately. Here's the thing. Whenever anybody brings something to me now, the first question I ask and the last question I ask, is there a peer-reviewed human trial study? Yes or no? If it's no, nice try. It's total utter bullshit.
Yeah, this is where Goat Cleanse kicks everybody's ass, by the way.
Kicks everybody's ass because of the peer-reviewed human trial studies. No, I'm being serious. So here's the thing. See if you guys follow my analogy on this. If that shit, pardon my French, but it is shit, was that good, you'd want to have a peer-reviewed human trial. And here's why. Because when you have a human peer-reviewed trial, it's irrefutable evidence. Because it's been reviewed by the top people in the world. So they make up this crap. I see it all the time on TikTok. I see these, look, because I'm doing this now. I'm really on TikTok, so I'm seeing all these providers coming on. Oh, we're going to show you how to cut 300 calories a day. The dumbest goddamn thing you could ever do is cut calories and ignore what's in the calorie. Okay, that's number one. But the problem is I haven't seen one of them with one shred of medical evidence on anything they're talking about. Go on TV and you see all this stuff, you know, that's going to make you sleep. And there's not one shred of medical evidence. And all of a sudden, some doctor's a chemist. What? I don't care if you're a neurosurgeon. You don't know anything about putting people to sleep. Are you an anesthesiologist, you idiot?
All right. Okay. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better about things here. This is good.
You got the answer now? You got the answer?
Yeah, ignore it, Terry.
Okay. I will definitely ignore it, but I love being able to go right to you guys. It's great. It's like having my own, like, experts, you know, on speed dial. It's fantastic. And by the way, for those of you that want to leave a question or would like to try Go Cleanse, today this show just flew by, first of all. but I love it. I love the fact that this is kind of a more technical one than normal. We didn't call each other names or anything. But if you would like to order, there's a phone number listed on the explanation of today's show. And the cool thing about it is that you'll get a coach. You'll be contacted right away with the coach. It's up to you whether you use them or not. Most people use them. But if you have any questions whatsoever about the product or about, you know, is it going to be right for you, they'll be able to answer the question. If they don't have to answer the question, they will get a hold of Scott or Peter and get that information for you. And then guide you through. I have never seen anybody in all of my, you know, working out and all of my wanting to do better and all that stand behind their product and want to see people successful than you guys. You've set it up so people can and should be successful. And you're just as invested in them as they are in you. And that's right. What some people need to realize. So there.
Yes. Well, thanks.
I would sometimes say more so.
Absolutely. So, guys, it's listed right there, and we appreciate it. And, guys, we'll talk to you next week for another Go Cleanse Health Conversation. Thanks.
Thank you, Terry.